M84 recording length 09 minutes and 09 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 84 Lenticular, S0, Galaxy M84, NGC 4374, Type S0, in Virgo M84.jpg, right ascension 12, 25.1, H:M, declination plus 12, 53, Deg:M, distance 60,000, Cli, visual brightness 9.1, Mag, apparent dimension 5.0, Arc Min, discovered 1781 by Charles Messier, Messier 84, Million 84, NGC 4374, as one of the brighter member galaxies of the Virgo cluster of galaxies. It is a giant lenticular or elliptical galaxy, either a lenticular of type S0 seen face-on, or an elliptical galaxy of type E1. M84 has been discovered and catalogued by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781 when he also catalogued seven more nebulous objects in the same celestial region, all of them member galaxies of the Virgo cluster, as well as globular cluster M92. M84 is situated in the heavily populated inner core of the Virgo cluster of galaxies. It is the very left bright galaxy in our image. The other galaxies in this image are: the bright galaxy slightly below and left of the center is M86, while in the upper left is the Anchon spiral and GC 4388, and below it, in the center of the triangle with the two Messiers, is Starlike and GC 4387. Below M86 near the lower edge is Dimedgewise and GC 4402. Small and at the very top center is the Bard spiral and GC 4413, and below it to the right and GC 4425. The pair of galaxies at the very right is the interacting pair of NGC 4438, above, and NGC 4435. This photogenic group was captured in more images, including M84 and M86. Deep images of this group have revealed that these galaxies are actually much larger than indicated in conventional images, as the one in this page. In addition, we have images of the whole central part of the Virgo cluster, M87, together with Markarian's chain around M84 and M86. M84 alone can be seen in the DSSM image. From its appearance, it was longly classified as an E1 elliptical, which is also in accordance that it is only populated by old yellowish stars. NED still has this classification. However, there is now some evidence that this may actually be a face-on lenticular galaxy, as seen in this image. M84 has a nice system of globular clusters, which is however much less crowded than the system of its giant neighbor a half degree south and 2 degrees east, M87. Which may mark the center of the Virgo cluster, has a peculiar, but perhaps no way unique, feature. M84 contains a central machine which ejects two small but conspicuous jets, which can be seen in the radio light, as seen in the NRANO image published some time ago. This object was also target of a 1997 investigation of M84 by the Hubble Space Telescope, shortly after its second service mission, STS-82. It was found that the nucleus of M84 contains a massive central object of 300 million solar masses, concentrated in less than 26 light-years from the galaxy's center. A supernova, 1957b, was discovered by G. Romano in Italy on May 18, 1957 at Mag 13. It had also been present on pre-discovery photographic plates taken at MT Palomar a month earlier. Supernova 1980i was discovered on June 13, 1980 by Rosker and reached magnitude 14.0. Supernova 1991bG appeared in M84 on December 3, 1991 and reached Mag 14. Messier 84 observations and descriptions discovered by Charles Messier on March 18, 1781. Messier, M84, March 18, 1781 84 12H 14 meters O1s, 183 D30, 21. Plus 14 D07, 01, nebula without star, in Virgo. The center it is a bit brilliant, surrounded with a slight nebulosity. Its brightness and its appearance resemble that of those in this catalog, NO.S59 and 60. William Herschel 1811, PT Volume 1811, P226-336. Here p290-291. 12. Of the remarkable situation of nebulae, the number of compound nebulae that have been noticed in the foregoing three articles on multiple nebulae, being so considerable, it will follow that if they owe their origin to the breaking up of some former extensive nebulosities of the same nature with those which have been known to exist at present, we might expect that the number of separate nebulae should far exceed the former, and that moreover these scattered nebulae should be found not only in great abundance, but also in proximity or continuity of each other, according to the different extents and situations of the former diffusions of such nebulous matter. Now this is exactly what by observation, we find to be the state of the heavens. In the following seven assortments we have not less than 424 nebulae, asterisk, first assortment, C61 nebulae, including M84, unpublished observations of Messier's nebulae and clusters, scientific papers, volume 2, p. 659, 1784, April 17, SW199, upright nebula, the only observation, Dreyer, John Herschel, 1833, H1237, H1237 equals M84, sweep 192, May 4, 1829, raw 12 H16 meters 26.2s, NPD76D10, 9, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, R, PSBM, 60. Are very bright, ground, pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle, 60, diameter, mottled, Smythe from the description of M88, has it in a chart, in the immediate nebulous neighborhood, of 88 Messier, John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC2930, GC2930 equals H1237 equals M84, Ry 12 H17 meters 57.6s, NPD76D20, 8.7, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, PL, R, PSBM, are two observations by W. N. J. Herschel, very bright, pretty large, ground, pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle, mottled, Dreyer, and GC4374. And GC4374 equals GC2930 equals H1237, M84, Ry 12 H17 meters 58s, NPD76D20.2, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, PL, R, PSBM, R, equals M84 very bright, pretty large, round, pretty suddenly brighter toward the middle, mottled, remark, 4374, GC2930240, LDR Lord Ross, Novi, 12 knots examined, H and H J N W Herschel, have more than 12 nebulae between 12 H 18 meters 21 meters and PD, 76 D to 77 D, so there does not appear to have been sufficient reason for introducing these 9 novi, in the GC. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL, Lichobs, number 13, part 1, p9, 42, and GC4374, RA equals 12:20.0, DEC equals plus 13:27, very bright, round, 1, in diameter, center large, no spiral structure discernible. Content Karasyev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using SpokenText, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about SpokenText, visit www.spokentext.net.